Good evening, gentlemen. Welcome to Daf Chaf. To preface, this Daf took Shirley Bornstein an hour. We're going to try to do it in 40-ish minutes. He also made a point that I think is a good point that we should be aware of, that this is one of the biggest Dafim in Lamdus in Yevamos. And I don't know how many of us saw, I know in our Salvation share we saw that Rabbi Kiva Eger brought us already here in the first parak. And some, it's a good point. As we're going through these other prakim, if we find any references back to the first parak, we should explore them because we're in the first parak, you know, and it's a free opportunity to get chazara and to tie our limudim together. Fine. With that, we begin the Mishnah. Kal amru b'yavama. So, concepts of the Mishnah before we start, it's really very simple. What is the relationship that the surviving brother has to the widow? Yeah? It depends. And whatever their relationship is affects what their Yibam relationship is, and their Yibam relationship affects what he's allowed to do. That's it. That's the whole Mishnah. Kol Amar B'Yavama. They said a general rule by Yavama. Kol, anybody, She'yisura Isra Erva, the Gemara will pick up on why does I have to add in anybody, yeah? But Kol She'yisura Isra Erva, anybody who is Asr with an Isra Erva, Lo Chalatzitz Lo Yisivamis. You cannot do Yibam with her, you cannot do Chalitza with her, and that means you have no Yibam relationship at all. She can just go home, right? She's a Tzara. She's an Erva. Not only is she an Erva, but also her Tzara is her Pater, right? And her Tzara is her Pater. We know that from the first day of Yevamos. Fine. What about an Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha, which we're going to talk about who they are later? Those people, Chaletzes Leyen Sevemes. You can do Chalitza with them, but not Yibam, which seems to mean that you do have a Yibam relationship with them in principle. You're just not allowed to actually be Meyabim. Good. Chalchosa Shehiyavimta. What about the sister? I'm just going to give away the answer right now. What about the sister of the Erva? Yeah, so three brothers, okay, Reuven and Shimon and Levi, and Levi marries Reuven's daughter. So now Reuven is Levi's mother-in-law. Reuven's wife, I'm sorry, is Levi's mother-in-law. She's an Erva to him. Shimon is married to Reuven's sister. Those of you listening on the recording, I'm sorry you're not here to see the really helpful chart that we're all totally looking at right now. Right, but it's relatively simple. We have these two sisters, yeah, one of whom is a mother-in-law to Levi. Then both of these people die. So the mother-in-law obviously has nothing to do with Levi. She can just go home and walk away. What about the mother-in-law's sister? The answer is you could totally do even with her. There's nothing separating them, and that's what the Gemara, the Mishnah says. She could do Chalitza, she could do Yibam, whichever. They have a full, unencumbered Yibam relationship because she's not at Saras Erva, right? And she's also not the sister of the Zukuka, which we did some of Yud Ches and Yud Tes, and we know. Acho Zukuka, yeah? If you have someone who has a Yibam relationship with you, and she has a sister, you can't marry that sister. But since this lady does not have a Yibam relationship with Levi, Levi is allowed to marry her sister. That's it. Okay. So we just said that. Isser Mitzvah, who are in Isser Mitzvah? Shnios Medivrei Sofrim. These are the rabbinic secondary arayos. And therefore, you can't do Yibam with them, right? Because anyway, you can't do Yibam with them because the rabbis won't let you be with them. But you can do Chalitza because you can do Chalitza. Why not? And you have to deal with them because you do have a Yibam relationship with them. What are Isser Kedusha? These are a bunch of things. Amana L'Kohen Gadol. It's an almana, a widow, right, to a Kohen Gadol. He's forbidden to her with an assay that he has to marry a basula, and she's obviously not. And also with a lav that he's not allowed to marry an almana. Additionally, grusha v'chalutza, a Kohen Hadyot, a divorced woman, or someone who's received chalitza, the Kohen Hadyot. And obviously the case is, because remember, when there are two brothers, and one of them is a Kohen, the other one's obviously a Kohen, yeah? So that brother is a Kohen. He married her while she was already divorced because he still married her when he died. So she's obviously a grusha before he died, not after he died, or this wouldn't be relevant. Yeah. So he married her forbiddenly, but the marriage went through, and now he died, and now the survivor cannot marry the widow because she is a grusha. Nothing to do with his brother, just because she's a grusha from before. Fine. Same thing with Chalutza. Mamzeres and Nesina, these are two people Jews are not allowed to marry, so a female version of them, to Yisrael, to a Jew. Ubas Yisrael, or a Jew, Linesin or Mamzer, to a Nesin or Mamzer, these are people they're not allowed to marry. So those are called Yisrael Kedusha. Gemara asks, Klalo Suyemai, why does it need to say Klal? This extra general, anybody, I don't need it to say anybody, just tell me Yisrael Erva, can't marry, whatever, right? It says anyone, what's that extra anyone coming to teach me? I'm a Rafam Bar Papa, we remember him from the Siyam. Lasuya Tsaras Islandis. Rafam Bar Papa says that this person that's included, that you are not allowed to do Yibam, or you don't need to do Yibam or Chalitza with her, is the Tsara of an islandess. An islandess is a woman who has a lot of signs that we may remember from Harel, from the eighth parak of Yevamos. Bottom line, she cannot bear children. There are other things with her too. She's in certain ways, she's like a man. She's not a man, halachically, but she has a manly features. Whatever, she's not going to ever be able to have children. Therefore, according to Rav Asi, the rule of Yibum will never apply to her. It's irrelevant to her. And therefore, she's just as forbidden as she was before. She's just your brother's wife. You're not allowed to be with her. There's no Yibum discussion here. So even though she's not technically an Erva, there's nothing wrong with marrying an islandess, but still, she is included in the Mishnah. That's what we're saying, Rav Asi, like Rav Asi. Ika Damri, there is another version. Koshi Isur Isur Erva. Anyone who is Isur is Isur Erva. Who da Asira? Sarasaha lo Isur. Sorry. Ika Damri, another version of this. What's the inclusion? The inclusion is not just based on the anybody. It's the following long quote. Koshi Isur Isur Erva. Who da Asira Tsarasa? Only someone who is an Erva, that will make a Tsara forbidden. But someone who's not an Erva, you're allowed to marry her Tsara. Who's the lady who's not an Erva? You're allowed to marry her Tsara, but you're not allowed to marry her. That's an islandess. So her Tsara is allowed, according to not Rav Asi. So therefore, that's what it's saying. Ha lo Yisra Yisra Erva Tsara Salo Yisra. But if, yeah, what I just said, the one who is not an Yisra Erva, but you cannot marry her Tsara, who's that? Lamute Mai, who are we excluding? Amar Rafram, probably the same Rafram Bar Papa. Lamute Tsaras islandess, to exclude the Tsara of an islandess, to lo Rav Asi, exactly the opposite of what we had just said before. Which is fine, it's two Ikadamris. Echosu Sheyevimta, the sister who is the Yavama. Now, we remember we had a bunch of people who it could be a sister. For this mission, I like to look at them as the main actress, and then the sister is the supporting actress. So we had multiple main actresses. Yeah, we had the Erva, and then we had the Isur Mitzvah, Isur Kedusha. So when we say this lady is the sister, who is she the sister of in the list? Is she a sister of the Erva or the Isur Mitzvah, Isur Kedusha? I don't know. That's what we're going to find out. Machosa Deman, whose sister? Ilema de Isur Mitzvah, if you're going to tell me it's the sister of the Isur Mitzvah, which is only forbidden mid the Rabbanan, so it's the sister of someone forbidden mid the Rabbanan, but we already know this a couple of dafn ago. Kevin de mid the Oraisa Ramya Kame, since mid the Torah, you're really allowed to marry her. Paga ach bacho zukukoso, then the sister would be a problem, you'd encounter a problem of the sister of your zukuka. Right, we know that again from the beginning of the parak, that anyone you have a Yibam relationship with, called a Zika, her sister is forbidden. So obviously the sister of an Isur Mitzvah, who you do have a Yibam relationship with, obviously is not the lady that we're talking about. So Ela Achosa de Isur Erva, rather it's the sister of an Isur Erva. With Isur Erva you have no Yibam relationship with, and therefore her sister, like I said, with the mother-in-law case. Mother-in-law is an Erva, but the mother-in-law's sister, totally okay. And therefore it's okay. Fine, coffee break. I made a bracha already. Good. So, Isur Mitzvah Shnios. We said an Isur Mitzvah. Who is that? The people who are secondary rabbinic ervas. You ready for a long daf on Chafah? Who are they? Amai Karle Isur Mitzvah. Why do we call it Isur Mitzvah, these secondary rabbinic people? Amar Abai says, Mitzvah L'shmoa Devrei Chachamim. It's a mitzvah to listen to the rabbis. So the rabbi said, don't marry them, and good, now you're doing a mitzvah. So that's why they called it Isur Mitzvah. We had a whole chabura on this. Amar Abai, I just said that. Isur Kedusha, Amana Lekon, Gadu Gurjul Chutzakon, Hedyo. Why do we call these people an Isur Kedusha? Amai Karle Isur Kedusha. Why do we call them that? Kesiv, for it is written, Kedoshim Yehiyu L'Elohim. They will be holy to their gods. And therefore, the Kohanim, right, and all these people. So therefore, that's why it's called Nisr Kedusha. And even with the other people, the Mamzer and the Nisin, we're talking about a normal Israelite, not a Kohen. Still, we have a special Kedusha as being part of Am Yisrael that these people are not allowed to come into. So that's also called Nisr Kedusha. Okay. Tanya. We have a bright there. Rabbi Yehuda Machlif. He just switches the order in the Mishnah. It's the same point. He just switches the names. Isur Mitzvah, the Isur Mitzvah is Amanu L'Kohen Gadol, Gershul Chutz L'Kohen Hedyo. Those Kohanim people, those are called Isur Mitzvah. And the Gemara interrupts the Brayta. Amai Kari Le Isur Mitzvah, why do we call them that? Tichsev, for it is written, Eila HaMitzvos, these are the mitzvahs that they have to keep, right, and not marry them. So there's a mitzvah telling me not to marry them. So that's why they're called Isur Mitzvah. Okay? Isur Kedusha obviously becomes the other people in the Mishnah, the Shnios, the rabbinic people. Isur Kedusha Shnios, Midivrei Sofim, these secondary rabbinic ervas. Va'amai Karilei Isur Kadosh, Isur Kadosh. Kedusha. Okay, thank you. Amar Abaye, why do they call the minister Kedusha? Don't worry, Rabbinic. Amar Abaye, call him a Kayim, Debre Chachamim, Nikra Kadosh. Anybody who keeps the words of the Chachamim is called holy. Amar Le Rava, Rava said, what do you mean, anyone who keeps it called holy? That's true, right? We saw the Rashba and the Ritva last time about what exactly the problem Rava has is. But in the end of the day, Amar Le Rava, V'kol She'enu Makayim, Debre Chachamim. You don't keep the rabbi's words. Kadosh Udala Mikri, you're only not a Kadosh if you break the rabbi's words. Russia, Nami Lo Mikri, don't we also call you a Russia? Parentheses, yes, we do call you a Russia. So obviously that can't be the reason. We're not going to name it Isser Kedusha, as the Rashi would say. Okay, I just wanted to point out that Manny made this point in last Chabura, that based on what we said earlier from Rav Aharon Soloveitchik, from Rabbi's father, that and it's also Rav Yeshua Ber says a similar idea, his brother, that when someone breaks the will of the Rabbanon, since anything the Rabbanon enact is considered Torah, even min haTorah. So therefore, when you break the will of the rabbis, you are breaking the Torah, and therefore you can really be considered a Rasha, even min haTorah. So that's the point. As he's called a Rasha, it's not a Rasha de Rabbanon. It's just an interesting point that many connected those two. Fine. Elama Rava. Rava says that we can't call these people Isser Kedusha just for being the Rabbanon. Elama Rava, Kadesh Atzmecha b'mutr lecha. Rather, it means sanctify yourself with that which is mutter to you. It's kedai to spend time on the Rashi's here. We're not going to do it. And the Rashi and Parshas Kedoshim and try to figure out how these things all fit together. Okay. Also want to point out that some of the Mefarshim say that Abaye agrees to the concept in Rava, and that's what Abaye actually meant. When he says you're called a Kadosh because you're refraining from what was really mutter, because the rabbi said so. And it's not about the fact that if you break the rabbi's words, you're a Rasha. The point is that this siyag that they made is a siyag of Kedusha. They made a getter. It just came from them instead of from us. Fine. Amana l'Kohen Gadol. So now we're going to see this idea of Amana l'Kohen Gadol. We know there are two types of Amanas, right? A widow. In Yiddish, and in non-Jewish, right, we don't really have this. They don't really have this. So that was close. That if someone's engaged, yeah, which isn't really anything, and then the person dies, I don't think anybody calls the girl a widow. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know that many people that happen to, Baruch Hashem. But fine. But we do, because Kedusha is really marriage. And Nisuin is marriage plus, basically. So therefore, even from Kedusha would be a widow. So when you say that a Kohen Gadol can't marry a widow, it really depends on the situation. We know there's a special rule, he has to marry a Besula. Yeah? But if she's just an Almana min a Kedusha, min a Erisin, then she's still a Besula. Right? They haven't actually been together. So therefore, it wouldn't be that problem. It would only be the problem of that he's not allowed to marry an Alman. But she is a Besula. So that's a little different. So the Gemara here, the Mishnah doesn't seem to distinguish. Kapasik Vatani, the Mishnah just taught it plain and simple, without splitting. Roshnaman and Nisuin, no difference whether it's from Almanam and Nisuin. Roshnaman and Erisin, doesn't matter whether it's from Erisin. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? I understand why the Kohen Gadol has to do Chalitza and not Yibum when it comes to the Amana Min HaNisuin. Because he has an assay that he's not allowed to marry her, and the Lav he's not allowed to marry her. The assay because she's not a Besula, and the Lav because he's not allowed to marry an Amana. The Ein Assay Docho is Assay V'Assay. It's true there's an assay of doing Yibum. That doesn't beat the assay and the Lav of marrying an Amana Min HaNisuin. Ela minha erisin lo ta'aseh greidehu. But an almana minha erisin, as we said, she's still a basula. So the only problem is one lav, not allowed to marry an almana. But that's it. So one asay should tell me to beat the lav. Lo ta'aseh greidehu. It's just an lav. Yavo asay v'yidcha lo ta'aseh. Let the asay come and beat the lav. Okay? Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. So you understand the kasha? Yeah, just to clarify, that there's only a lav against this lady, and once there's only a lav, he should be allowed to marry her anyway, because there's a mitzvah yibum. So why do you have to do chalitza? So it could be only derabanan, but right now the Gemara is assuming this is even midoraisa. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Amar Kro, Rav Gidol Amar Rav says, and the pasuk says, Ba'also yavimto ha-sha'ara. There's a pasuk that says, basically, I'm going to paraphrase it in English, if he doesn't want to take his yavama, then his yavama should go up to the judges and say that, hey, my yavam doesn't want to make a name with me through the thing. Okay, but we see that it mentioned yavama twice. It seems unnecessary. He doesn't want to take the yavama, so the yavama should go up. In plain English, I would just say, so she goes up, right? Why do you have to tell me yavama? So, it didn't need to teach me Yavimto. So, obviously it did, right? The Torah, nothing is unnecessary. So, what is it saying when it says Yavimto? I'm adding in the Bach. There's another Yavama, that even though, meaning basically the Pasuk is saying that since he doesn't want to do Yibum, we have this whole thing called Chalitza, implying that generally speaking, if Yibum were not an option, then Chalitza is not required. It's only now that he turned her down. Yeah? So now she responds with Chalitza. But let's say we're impossible to do Yibum, then you should be allowed to do Chalitza. You should not have to do Chalitza. So now we're adding in that no, there's another Yavama out there who actually she could have Chalitza even without Yibum. So now we need to find a case where there's no Yibum, but there's still a Yibum relationship and that Chalitza is required. Because normally if Yibum's irrelevant, let's say by an Erva, she just walked home. Right? No Chalitza needed. So this is a special Yibum, somebody else being added in and we don't know who. And we will find out, hopefully. Those are people that have a chiyuv alav, meaning that someone is also with a lav. The Torah says, do not marry that person. I would have thought that means that the aseh should beat the lav, and you should marry her in a case of yibum. Kamashmalan, know that that he cannot marry her, and even though he cannot marry her, she still needs chalitz. She's a downgraded aseh, not as bad as an erva. The Gemara says, why are you jumping all the way to Chayve Lavin? Ema Chayve Krisos. Maybe it's people who are Chayve Kares. Maybe that's the people who we're talking about here. Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, no. It can't be people who are talking about Kares because of the following Pasuk. Im lo yachpotza ish lakachas. The Pasuk says, we're talking about that if the guy doesn't want to, if the guy doesn't want to take her, then that's where this whole discussion starts. Ha chafetz miyabe. Implying that, let's say the guy wants to, then he would be able to, like I just said before, the option to turn her down. So that teaches us a new rule that I was basically just spoke out before, but now we're seeing it here. Kola ola liyibum ola lechalitza. Anybody who one could do yibum for, then one needs to do chalitza for. That's relevant. Vekosha ain ola liyibum. Anyone who yibum is irrelevant for, in ola lechalitza. She does not go to chalitza. So therefore, since the chiyuvei kares, the kedushin aren't tofes, there's no way to have a relationship with her, and it's clearly forbidden. So then we're not going to have chalitza either, because the reason he turned her down wasn't him actively turning her down. It was just that there was never even been anything going. Okay? And the Gemara says, once you have a klal out there that says that only when yibum is relevant, chalitza is relevant, but if you're not allowed to be miyabim in person, then you should not allow to, you do not need to do chalitza either. So maybe it's say by the chiyuvei lavin. It's true, maybe the aseh could be dovah, right? We're working that out right now. But still, obviously we start out, and we don't want him to be miyabim her, right? In principle, I mean, he shouldn't, it's a lav. So maybe also by her. The fact that I'm not allowed, it's a little bit of a funny havamina, considering that we're right now assuming that the aseh could be dovah. Yeah, so what do you mean that even Chayav Elavim, she's not Ola Liyibum, Ola Chalitza? Unless you want to say it backwards and say that that I think Tosos deals with this a little bit. But for us right now, bottom line, we want to say that even Chayav Elavim, we should apply this rule and say no Yibum, no Chalitza. Okay. Rabbi Rachmana Yavimto, but you can't say that because of the special extra word of Yavama, like I just told you. There's someone out there you can't do Yavim with and you still can do Chalitza. So that's going to be Chiyuvei Lavin, and the other one telling me there's a rule that either both yes or both no, that's going for Chiyuvei Karis. The Gemara asks the obvious question. I want to point out, I'll turn the page for you guys. Marais, right, well, why are you picking this one should have this rule and this one should be the exception? Maybe this should be the rule and that should be the exception. I can turn the page. I just want to point out that maybe when I'll revisit this point when I actually have some bakiyas, but it seems to me like in Yavamos we use Marais so much more than we have in the other few Masechtos that I've looked at. Here I see it like every couple weeks, you know, at that pace that means every daf or so, you know, but whatever. But in other Masechtos I've seen at least two other Masechtos, I mean, you can admit that, and I don't remember Marais as being like a common thing. It's all over Yavamos. There are a couple other things like that too, I don't know why, but fine. Yeah, I'm going to distract the Olam with a story. I heard this from a relative of mine who went to Yeshiva Gedolah of Greater Detroit, whatever it's called, the Yeshiva in Detroit, Yeshiva Gedolah. So he came from a different Yeshiva, and he was there, and they were doing Yevamos his first Tanakh. And a Rebbe there, I want to say it was one of the Bachs, but I don't remember. A Rebbe there told him a vorsh, like a nice cute vorsh, that he was telling him that basically don't worry if you don't have so much Bekiyas and other Masechtas, because normally we have a rule, Divrei Torah, Aniyim b'makom echad v'ashirim b'makom acher, right? That, let's say, whatever, I'm learning Megillah, and I don't understand all the rules of shuls. Okay, but you know, Brachos talks about it too, right? All these other places. And so the Iker Sug is not always here. Sometimes the Iker Sug is somewhere else. There's Shiva, or Sachs, who points that out all the time. That, like, the most important Tosus about Shabbos is in Yuma. Right? You're like, okay, you know, so whatever. But so usually that's hard. You need Bekiyas for everything. Yeah? But he said that there are three Mesestas that are different. And that's what Divrei Torah aniyim b'makom echad, right? That they're poor. Ani is Rosh HaTevos. Ayin Nun Yud. Erevin, Nida, Yevamos. That Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos are all Masechtas where no, you know, to have Bekiyas, you go there, go local. Everything there is local. We can't, like, you know, we're not going to need so much Bekiyas from Brachos. And you are going to need every other daf in Yevamos to help you understand it. So why am I saying that? Oh yeah, I'm just pointing out that we learn the special Darchei Elimin of Yevamos that can help us appreciate Yevamos a little more. I just thought that was a nice word and a good way to turn the page. Fine. Mustaber Chayave, also I had said 3 minutes of Chizuk also, so, okay, fine. I forgot to prepare those and I gave that. Mustabra, anyway, back to our Kasha, yeah? One tells me that it is only if you can do Yibam, you can do Chalitza. If you can't do Yibam, no Chalitza. The other one says, no, actually there are some people who are not like that. We assume one is Chive Lav and one is Chive Krisus. Why? Mustabra, Chive Lav and Tapsi Kedushin. The reason is that a Chive Lav, the Kedushin is Tofes, right? Obviously, if you try to marry someone who's a Chive Lav, you're not allowed to do it, but if you did it, it's valid. So you see, it's easier to get married to that person. As opposed to Chive Krisus, Lo Tapsi Kedushin. In the Krisus, there is no Kedushin, and since there's no Kedushin, obviously nothing doing. So if I'm going to pick which one we say they don't have a relationship versus which one I say they do, I'm going to make the Lavin, where Kedushin do exist, I'm going to make that the one where they have the relationship, and Kares, where they have no relationship, I'm going to tie that to Kosha Eino Ola Leibum Eino Ola Lechalis. Mesiv Rava. Rava is going to challenge. So bottom line, what we just did, it sounds like, is that we've established that, yeah, actually, yeah. Even in Almana Minha Erisin, right, where the only problem is one lav and no assay, the assay is not doche. Reason being that this special pasuk, really assay should be doche, and yet it's not because of the special pasuk. Rava's going to challenge this. Mesiv Rava challenges. Isur mitzvah, isur kedusha, which the people we just talked about, yeah? Ba'aleh, ochal etzla. If he either did chalitza to her, yibam to her, I'm sorry, or chalitza to her, niftara tsarasa. Her tsara becomes mutter, because we know the rule by Yevamos is that if there are 11 wives waiting to be dealt with, and you deal with just one, then the other ones are fine. So you dealt with one. So you see here that there is a true yibam relationship with here, not just chalitza, but even yibam. So you are apparently able to do yibam. Unlike what we have said, that she is not ola yibam, but she is ola chalitza. Which, if you said, that would imply that if you were with her, nothing would happen, because it's not a yibam relationship. It would just be a terrible thing. V'isal kadatach, if you're going to think that chayav elavin midoraisa lo chalitza ramya, the mina Torah, chayav elavin are present themselves for chalitza, yes, but lo yibam lo ramya, but not for yibam, then kibala, when they're together, amay niftara tsarasa. Why does the tsara become patura? It only becomes patura if they have a real yibam relationship. So Rava answers, and he sometimes does this. Hu mosivla, hu mefarekla. He asks the kasha, and he answers the kasha. With sadadin ketani, this also happens a lot in Yevamos, that I know the Braisa tells me fact A, and then all the things that happen. Or fact A, fact B, and all things that happen. It implies that all the things that happen are true about fact A and fact B. But that's actually not true. But sadadin, it's a flowchart. Or if you imagine a flowchart, so you have two points, and point number one flows up, and point number two flows down, or to the left or to the right, however you want to understand that. Which means, when it says that Yibam works, that's Isser Mitzvah. That's on the people who are also only Midrabbanan, who in the Torah, obviously you really could do Yibam with them. As opposed to chalatza, the chalitza is Isser Kedusha. Bottom line, no, you cannot do Yibam with an Isser Kedusha. One more chizah. Whatever, I'm not used to doing a daf shir with other people actually being in front of me, so chizah just happens, and I just have to deal with it. I heard the following vort, a sibling of the person who told me the first vort, but that somebody said a pshat, I don't know who, I'm not so great at b'shem omro today, somebody said a pshat that why do kids learn Eilim Metzios first? So those of us might know, Eilim Metzios has a big famous machlokas, Abayin Rava, Yeish Lo Midas, Habayeish or Lo Habayeish, right? And I remember when I was a kid, that our Rebbe had us all write down who we thought was going to win, Abaye or Rava, and then keep it in our Gemara, and then save it, and I ended up losing, whatever, okay. But it was so cool, because we thought Rava was going to win, right? Because Rava shut down Abaye, he had a really good kasha against Abaye, and then Rava defended Abaye from his own kasha. Rava could have won, right, but he lost on purpose. Right? He allowed the other guy to win, because he cared more about the MS than about himself. So whoever it was said, that's why we start with Eilim Metzios, teaching kids. Because the idea is that you teach the kids that what we're valuing here, even though we're fighting back and forth, we're really working towards the MS, and that's all that matters. If you have to help the other person, you help the other person. Because at the end of the day, it's about truth, not about saying your own shit. Easy for me to say. I have the mic. You know, but I thought that was nice. Okay, Masav Rava. Rava brings another refutation. Wait, so that's what I was saying. Rava himself, the same guy. He asks a bomb kasha. No, but it's fine. He answers the kasha too. It's okay. Maybe we should learn Yevamos. Second barak of Yevamos with kids, you know, according to the word I just said. But the answer is we want them to keep learning Gemara. Mesit Rava. Batu Adaka. I shouldn't have said that out loud. Batu Adaka, Chris Shav Chasris Adam Vazakain. These are all people who can't have children. Batu Adaka had a physical injury. Chris Shav another one. Stris Adam is, he mutilated himself, whatever. Vazakain, elderly person, just not able to have kids. O Chotzin, Omi Yabmin. They can either do Chalitza or Yibam. Now there may be other girsas, but let's just read it like that for right now. Ketzad, they're not supposed to do Yibam, as Rashi is going to point out, as we'll see. But fine. Ketzad, what's the case? Mesu, v'lehem nashim, v'lehem achim. Let's say this, whatever, we're just going to use the sris because it's the shortest word. The sris is married, he has a wife, he also has a brother, then he dies. So what happens with this woman? So now, if the brother does Mimer, Rabbinic Yibam, we talked about that, Rabbinic Yibam on the wife, Benisha Sayan, Vinosnu Get, or they did a Get, or they did Chalitza, Masha Asu Asu, whatever they did was valid. As Rashi says, either they gave a Get, or they did Chalitza, or whatever, all these things, they did something, meaning that now they're not allowed, she's not allowed to be with any of them, because that's the rule. But let's say if someone gives a get to a Yavam. So that doesn't work. Right? You're not allowed to give a, it just doesn't do anything. But the effect it has is it makes her possible, basically. So then you're going to have to do Chalitza. So that's valid. Which means that had they not done these things, they would have been able to be Miyabim. That's the point. Because if they had no Yavam relationship, then she's just a random girl. Yeah? So that's fine. So we see there's Yavam relationship. Vimbalu, and therefore, if they do a bia with these people, kanu, they are kona the woman, taka. So you see there is a real Yibam relationship. Mesu achim, what about the other way? You have a live saris, right, can't have kids, and his brother dies. Vam duhem, and now this saris, who can't have kids, does maimer, or get, or chalitza on this woman. Masha asu asu, vimbalu kanu. And again, if they do a bia, it's taka, it works. So then, not allowed to stay married. The only thing is that by a petzua daka, not allowed to marry anybody. So his bia counted, but he's not allowed to stay married to her, so he has to let go of her. So it was a yibam, and then it was forbidden. But now here's the problem. What's forbidding the petzua daka to this woman? That's right, Allah. So he's a chiyuv elav. Ah, chiyuv elav. We're trying to tell me that Chiyuv Elavin has no Yibam relationship. Look, lo and behold, Chiyuv Elavin And if they do bia, it works. That sounds a lot like an even relationship to me. And I was mechav into Rava. If you think chiyuvei laban d'oraisa chalitza ram le'yibam or amyam, if you're going to tell me the chiyuvei laban work mid'oraisa for chalitza, but not for yibam, then imbalu amai konu. What is the bia? Is not a kinyan, right? There's no yibam there. Ella amar Rava. Rava says this is not true. Right here, he accepts his kasha. Bottom line, no. Remember we talked about Kohen Gadol and Almana, it's just a lav, we said it should be an assay, it should be docha. Then we said, no, we not, because of a special gzeiros hakosov. No, that's not true. Don't make that gzeiros hakosov, it's not true. Rather, Almana, Kohen Gadol, mina erusin, nami, aseh, belota, aseh. There actually is a secret assay we didn't know about, even for an Almana, mina erusin. It's true she's not a ba'ula, she is a basula. And so that assay is gone. But there's another hidden one. Kedoshim yiyu. They should be holy. Well, I am to Hashem. So you see that the Isser Kedusha, we thought that it was just a lav, and we asked why it's not docha. And the answer is, in principle, maybe it would be. However, it's a lav and an assay, and that's why it's not docha. Okay, good. I want to point something out. So, fine. So Rava then, I don't know where we were in the pause, but Rava rejected what he said. We thought that there was a lav and no assay. Kamashalan, there is an assay. Okay, now here's the problem. As I just told you, theoretically, you just said that really it could be dope. But then we have a problem. What about Mamzer and Asina, Michael Neymar? What about the Mamzer and the Asina? There's no assay not to marry a Mamzer. And the answer is, actually, Ksivis Kadashtam. There is an assay not to marry a Mamzer. Surprise. So now we have a lav and an assay for marrying a Mamzer, a lav and an assay for marrying a Nisin. Therefore, it's true, Yibam would be Docha a lav. However, all these people do not just have a lav, they have a lav and an assay. And that's a technicality that gets us out of the problem. Okay. The Gemara says, Ihachi, this vis Kadashtam. What that's basically saying is be careful, be holy, serve a Kodesh Baruch. Right, the pasuk is a good pasuk, as is every pasuk. Sanctify yourselves and be holy, because I am holy. It's about shratzim. Yeah? But this viskadishta means be holy. You're supposed to be holy. Don't do things that are bad. It's bad to marry a mamzeres. So I'm not 100% sure what the havamina was. The Gemara shuts it down right away. Ihachi kol haTorah kula nami aseh v'lotasu. This kadasha. You basically just said that be good is an assay. Then anytime there's ever a laugh, there's also an assay. And you, an assay is never docha l'asay, because every single time it's also an assay. It's obviously not true, or we would know about this, yeah? That can't be pshat. Ella amar Rava, rather Rava said, still Rava. Gzeira, it's true. Mina Torah, there is no assay by an almana mina erisin al kohen gadol. It's totally fine. And midirabanan, we say no. Gzeira almana mina erisin, atu almana mina nisun. It's just a rabbinic gzeira. An almana mina erisin, you're not allowed to marry her as a gzeira to protect, lest he come to marry an almana mina nisun. Okay. Mamzerasun usina mayako mayma. What about them? Mamzerasun usina, why would you have a gzeira by those people? You should say that the lav of marrying a mamzer is pushed away by the mitzvah of Yibam. Why don't we say this? Gezeira b'makom mitzvah, atu shalom b'makom mitzvah. It's kind of a funny gezeira. Yeah, it's true. Here there is a mitzvah that's being docha, but we're not going to allow that because we don't want people 5 years down the line seeing this married couple not chopping there was another brother, right? And they're going to think that you're allowed to marry a mamzer, but you're not. Right, obviously, the brother was not allowed to marry her either. Yeah, fine. So, Elameata, if that's true, that you're making gezeras now, you're not allowed to do yibam when it's a mitzvah, lest you come to marry the person in the same relationship but where it's not a mitzvah. Elameata, if that's true, Eishes achiv me'aviv lotis yavim. The wife of his, meaning yibam, right, literally yibam. You know, the wife of your brother from the father, or a paternal brother, yeah? That's literally the case of Yibam. That should also be forbidden as a gzeira, mishum ma'ishasachiv me'ima, to protect the maternal brother's wife, who there is never any Yibam for. So it's mako mitzvah, paternal brother's wife, atu shalo b'mako mitzvah, maternal brother's wife. The Gemara answers no. Everyone knows. No one's ever going to get that mixed up. Even though paternal and maternal brothers are confusing, Still, no one's going to mix it up. Why? Yibum b'nachla tala rachmana meida yadin. Everybody knows the Yibum is about inheritance. Inheritance goes paternally, and everyone understands that. We saw this on Yudches, and therefore, we're never going to get mixed up. Okay, here's another case of makom mitzvah we should make a gezeira. Isha she'ein labanim, a woman with no kids, lotus yabim, gezeira mishum isha she'eish labanim. Right? Normal case of yibum should never be allowed. Obviously, there are no kids in that case. No, but maybe someone will come to marry his brother's wife who has kids, right? So obviously, the Gemara says, b'banim tala rachmana. Everyone knows yibum is about the sons. Meidei adiyah. It's a well-known thing. Okay. Eishes achiv shehaya ba'olamo lotus yabim. So then, what about the eishes achiv shehaya ba'olamo? I'm lucky I don't have to explain this, because it's not that feel ches. Yeah, but bottom line, case where yibum isn't relevant, that should not be allowed. Shehaya ba'olamo, a normal case of yibum should not be allowed. Gzeira mishum eishes achiv shehaya ba'olamo. As a gzeira to protect from a case where the brother is born, let's say, after the other brother died, and he's not allowed to do yibum with her, and he might come to do so. So therefore, we should forbid that. No, why? Because b'yeshiva tala rachmana meidei adiyah. The pasuk says ke yeshvu achim yachta. Everybody understands that that means you have to be together. It's so kind of funny to me because eishes achiv shehaya ba'olamo. We really struggled on that, on what that is, and what the dafim. The Gemara said, like, no, everyone knows. Yeah, eishes achiv. You know, but it's true, right? Everyone, whatever. L'halacha l'maisa. When you're figuring out getting married, everybody would know that. Fine. Why don't we say no one's allowed to get have yibum? Because what if there is an islandess in there? No, lo shlicha. That's not common, and since it's not common, we don't make a gzera about it. Mamzer is a nesin. It's also not shlich to have a mamzer. It's not shlich to have a nesin. Who's a nesin? Right? It was the last time you saw them. You know, there this group of people who came to try to join Kali Yisrael under false pretenses. You know, one random tribe of people. It's not a common thing. Elamar Rava. So therefore, basically. Mamzeres and Nesina Nami Lo Shlicha. And since they're not Shliach, we're not going to make a Gezerah on them. And then we're stuck because we need to solve for all the Isurei Mitzvah. And we solve for Shnius. Am I getting it wrong? Yes, I am. Isurei Kedusha, I'm sorry. We have to solve for all the Isurei Kedusha. We solve for the Kohanim stuff. But what about Mamzeres and Nesina? So we should have a solution for that too. And we don't. So you see that that's not the pshat. It can't just be a gzera derabban. Eloma Rava, rather the gzera derabban is not that you get the woman confused. The gzera derabban is that the way aseh docha lo aseh works, you're only allowed to do it once you're mekayim the mitzvah. You're mekayim it at the first bia. Where it says, gzera bia rishona, atu bia shnia. The first bia is forbidden as a gzera from the second one. Meaning, the first bia would have been a mitzvah of yibum, and the taka would be docha. But then what's going to happen? How often are they really going to go through a whole wedding and pay for a caterer, blah, blah, blah? And I'm obviously joking, you don't need that to do the mitzvah of yibum yet. But they're going to be together, and then they're just going to leave and go home and get separated. That's not going to happen all the time. Therefore, to protect, we just say, no, don't even do the first time. You can do chalitza. Fine. Tanina mihalchi, I'll back it up from the Braita. Imba'alu kanu. If they do bia, then they're kona. Bebia rishona with the first bia, but also lekayman bebia shnia, and you're not allowed to marry them with the second bia. Just stay married with them. So you see that even meikra din, it's only allowed the first time. Second time's not allowed. Therefore, we just say forget it. So bottom line, back in the Mishnah, all these isurei kedusha, really, you could marry every single one of them, right? And do yibum. It's just that then you immediately have to divorce them. And so to protect against that getting mixed up, so therefore whatever. There's a Tosfos that talks about, why don't you make a gezeira? We know that Hara is already kona by Yavamos, right? That just the beginning of Bia is kona. So maybe the end of Bia should already be Usur, because you're already Mekayim the Mitzvah. So maybe we should do that. Maybe make a gezeira the first Bia, up to the end of the first Bia. Because really you should only be allowed to do the very, very beginning. That's the discussion in Tosfos. Fine.
How does this fix the issue of Lashtisa? It's still a gezeira, but...
We're backing up. It's a different kind of thing. We're saying that... Oh, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
Because the whole issue with gezeira is... You should make a gezeira for Slo Shlicha. We're still making gezeira by Mamzer Nesina.
I think...
And because of the Ashnia, but...
I think the answer is that it's one gezeira on all Isurei Kedusha. Meaning... Oh, sorry. Let me rephrase that. One gezeira on all Lava.
Okay.
That we can do. Right. Why can't we do that in the other one? Because then it would be, we're not saying, we wouldn't have ever made a gzera al chai v'lavim, because maybe you'll get mixed up and marry al chai v'lavim shol mukhi, right? That's a case-by-case thing.
Right.
But here we're saying the asay should be docha v'lav. No, don't let the asay be docha v'lav. We're in the lumbers, you know what I mean? So like maybe that's the difference. That's my off-the-cuff answer. I think it works, but that's just off-the-cuff. I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, that's what I'm going to stick with for right now, for right now. But either, I'm going to think about it. That's a good question. Okay. No. Hadar Amar Rava. Rava backed out. By the way, I want to point out that Rishonim Rav Soloveitchik mentioned this in Shir. Very nice, we rejected this whole drasha on Daf Chaf. But it's a drasha. Yeah? Rav says it, right? Like, it's a halacha. So what happened to the drasha? You just rejected it. So the answer could be that it's relevant in a case of a manala kohen gadol min nisuin, where there is a lav and an essay. Right? The Rishonim talk about it. We do keep the drasha somewhat, just not for that. Fine. Hadar Amar Rava, Rava back down. Vitema Ravashi, or maybe Ravashi just said it. Lav milsahi da'amri. It's actually not pshat. This idea of the first bia being mutter, and we only say it's asumi derabanan, that's actually not true. After all, we know there's a rule by Asa Docha Loza say that it's only Docha if there's no other option. Yeah? Dhamma Rish Lakish, Rav Shlakish says, Kol makom shata matze ase v'loza ase, yimata yechol kaim shnei amutav, if you can keep both, good. Im lav yavo ase v'yivcha ase v'loza ase, and if not, then the ase will come and be docha. But bottom line, if you could resolve the contradiction and get out of both problems, then it's not docha. Ochanami, efshar b'chalitza. Oh, so here too, you could do chalitza. To mekayim ase v'loza ase, I'll be mekayim the ase, and then I'll do the lav, and everything, I won't. I mean, he won't have to do the lav. We just do a chalitza. Everything is fine. Why don't we do that? And therefore, really, you're not allowed to have Yibam with him. The Gemara says, no, actually, don't tell me this. Don't tell me that you're really not allowed to have Yibam with her midaraisa, because we have a braita that says, Imvim balo kanu. Remember, we said before, all these people, chiyuvei lavim, and they taka, they are allowed, if they're not allowed to do Yibam, but if they do it, it's kona. And Rashi says to Yufta, sorry, Imbalu Konu, Alma Mida Oraisa Ramya Kame, you see them in a Torah, they do fall before them. Lamid Chilota say that it would be Docha. Meaning, what we're assuming right now is that if the Asay is not Docha the Lav, then if you try to do the Lav, the Asay, you're not Makayim the Asay. That's what we're assuming. And therefore, you see here that they are doing it, and apparently they are Makayim. They weren't allowed to do it. But if they did it, they were Makayim. So therefore, you see, unlikely sin. But again, it's based on this lamdish assumption that we're making right now, that when an asay is not docha, if you try to do it, you're not actually Makayim Minitzah. And therefore, from the fact we see that here you are a Makayim Minitzah, that means the asay is docha. Yeah, and then there's a lot of discussion here. If you look in that Rashi in Tiyufta and you have a nice Gemara, see a lot of letters going on, right? Because it's a big, that Rashi is big in the world of Halach. Fine. Itmar, it's stated in Emorah teaching, Bias Kohen Gadol ba'almana. What happens if a Kohen Gadol is with an Almana? He wasn't allowed to be, right? But she's a Yavama. He wasn't allowed to be with her, as we just said. What happens with this now? So she's Min HaNisuin, let's assume. Yeah, so it's not Docha. So what happens now? Rabbi Yochanan say, Chad Amar Inapal Teres Tzara. So one opinion says, her Tzara is not Pater. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. B'chad amar poteres tarasa, which maybe would change. I'm sorry, I read it backwards. That's why. B'chad amar ena poteres tarasa. Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar say that does not make her pater, and the other one says that it does. Teres tarasa. Turning the amud. V'amanam in an esuin. When it's an amanam in esuin, where there's an asay and a lav. Kuliyama lo pligi. Nobody argues. Everyone agrees to lo patra. It does not pater her. As we said, you're not Mekayim, like I was just telling you before, right? You don't do the mitzvah in that case. And therefore, you're not Mekayim. Again, I'm bringing that up because that is a big question. And it seems like we're taking a side here. Fine. Ki pligi, when do they argue about manamina irusin? From a manamina irusin, that is just a lav and no essay after a whole shock of tar at the end. Mandamar poteras, the one who says that it does pater her, that's because asi ase vadachi loza ase, the ase beats the lav. Which makes sense. We know that from Yudaf Hay and Daf Dalet. Manda Amar Eina Poteres, and the one who says that it does not pata the tzara, lo asi ase v'dachi es lo zase, it does not come and beat the lav. Fine. Kev and Efshar b'chalitza. Since you could have done it with chalitza, it's not a real dachim. Meisvei, we're going to try to challenge this. Vim bolu konu, we just saw, yeah, that if they were boel, they're kona. And as we said before, that shows that the essay is docha. Because we're assuming that if the essay were not docha, I'm sorry for repeating this over and over again, if the essay were not docha, then you would not be doing anything with the yibur. And so from the fact that you are doing something, that shows that the essay is docha. So that's a shutdown proof. Tiyufta. So this shuts it down. Oh, wait a minute. And as I pointed out before, we're going to think about that Rashi, Tiyufta, in the previous Amud. Lema tihavi nami tiyufta deresh lakesh. This should also be a tiyufta against Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish is saying you can do whatever one you want to do, right? And here you could. You don't have to do Yibum, right? You can do Chalitza. And so from the fact that Yibum works, that implies that even though there was a way out, still Efshar L'Chaim Shneim, still the essay is Dovah. So that shuts down Rish Lakish. No, Amar Olcha Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, Ki Amina Hacha, my thing that I've been telling you, that only Efshar L'Chaim Shneim, that's Hecha de Mekayim Mitzvah. That's where you're doing the mitzvah in its full extent. Chalitza within instead of Yibum is not a mitzvah. So meaning, I mean, that's obviously, you can see there's a lot of lumdus in what that means, but the chalitza done instead of the Yibum does not qualify as, oh, I've accomplished Yibum by doing a chalitza. I haven't accomplished Yibum, so therefore it doesn't count. And that's what we have to say.